If you have your Bible, we'll turn to Exodus chapter number 3. Exodus chapter number 3, verse number 1. Bible says, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and the priest of Midian. He led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even unto Horeb. An angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, and God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my peoples which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the places of the Canaanites and Hittites and Amorites and the Perizzites, Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, and cry for the children of Israel to come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt they say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. I want to preach tonight just a little while, if God be my help, on the I am. Amen? On the I am. As we look at this, as we see this in the Word of God, you know the Paul Harvey version, the rest of the story. The Bible says that Moses was born. It was a time that the kings was having all the male Hebrew children killed. They would take them down to the Nile and throw the baby boys into the river for the crocodiles to eat. That's the way they determined the nursemaids, that the handmaids, that they would take them, and as soon as they was born, they'd take them and throw them in that river for the crocodiles to eat, and they'd be gone. That's how they figured they could control the population of the nation of Israel. That's the way they thought they could keep things in hand. But the Bible said that Moses' mother saw that he was a goodly child. And she took a basket of bulrushes and put him in it, pitched it about, and put him in the bulrushes. I praise God. And we know Pharaoh's daughter come down, and he found Moses. She found him floating in a basket, and went there and brought that basket out, and she took little old Moses, praise God, unto herself. And his sister Mary went over there, and she said, Listen, you probably need somebody to nurse that baby for you. You probably need somebody to take care of it. And she said, I know just the person. Amen. You said, well, do you? And she said, well, who could it be? She said, let me get them for you. And of course, you know the story. She went down there and got Moses' mother, brought him into Pharaoh's daughter, praise God, and she gave him to him. She said, take this little old fella. You take care of him. You nurse him for me. Praise God, not only if you'll do that for me, he said, I'll pay you, make it worth your time. Praise be to God. Ain't it a good God that we serve and knows just exactly what we need, knows how to meet that need. So we see little old Moses, that he growed up till he come to a point in his life that he would go into Pharaoh's house as a son of Pharaoh's daughter. He'd grow up in there, praise God, in the palace, and he'd come to know all the ins and outs of everything that was going on in Pharaoh's kingdom. Imagine that. God couldn't have planned that no better if he had planned it better, praise God. But God done that, and he brought in Moses. Praise God, brought him up. And then Moses got over there. You know the story. He saw two of the Hebrews, praise God, and he thought of a taskmaster, praise God, that was abusing the Hebrews, and he killed that the taskmaster, praise God, and the Hebrews saw it, and they when he come back to them, because they was contending with one another, and he said, hey, listen, this ain't the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be brethren. They said, who are you? Amen. Just paraphrasing. Said, who are you? I pray, God, are you going to kill us like you did the taskmaster? Amen. Moses knew he had been found out, so he fled to the other side of the desert. Amen. He gets over there to Jethro, where Jethro's taking care of his flocks on the other side of the desert. Amen. Of course, Jethro gives him of his daughters to wife. And Moses settles down. He becomes a shepherd, praise God, in the house of Jethro. Amen. Thought he had it pretty much figured out. Figured he knew he was in a pretty good place, a pretty good shape. Even better back in the palace. Hey, listen, didn't have no responsibility. Didn't have all the things to worry about that they did back at the house. But praise God, they just taking care of the sheep. Got over there and he looks up here in Exodus chapter 3. Praise God, he's taking care of his father Jethro's flock, his father-in-law. And he looks up and he sees a sight on the mountain. Amen. You say, what did he see? He saw a bush that was burning, but it wasn't burnt up. Amen. Praise God. God Almighty done lit on fire a bush on the mountain. That mountain was full of blaze. It was a burning. Amen. Praise God. It was kindled up, but the bush was not consumed. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to say that same fire has never gone out. Amen. Praise God. The fire is still a burning bright. The fire is still a drawing men. All that'll come unto the Lord. Praise God. That fire's a drawing them still today. Amen. Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. Amen. God was trying to get his attention. He said, when the Lord saw all that, he turned aside to see. God is called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. Amen. Praise God. I'll tell you the best thing you could ever do in your life. When God calls your name, just to say, Lord, here am I. Hey, praise God. Don't put it off. Don't doubt it. Don't try to run around it. Just say, Lord, here am I. Praise God. It's the best time of your life when you just submit unto the Lord and just tell him, say, Lord, here am I. Here I am. Here I am. Praise God. Here for you, Lord. You called, you spoke my name. Praise God. And I'm right here. Amen. Ain't no use running. I told you before, praise God, he knows where you're at. You can't outrun him, praise God. He goes before you. Praise God. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Amen. You know what he said? He said, don't come no closer. Amen. Why would God say that? He said, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Hey, amen. I'm talking about coming into the presence of the Lord. Praise God. He beckoned to him. He beckoned him to come. He said, here I am. Praise God. Moses would have turned. He had done turned. He was going. He was going to God. He was heading in the right direction. But God said, hold on a minute, Moses. He said, don't come no closer. Praise God. Take your shoes from off your feet because you are on holy ground. Amen. Praise God. I like it when you get over on holy ground. I like it when you get into the presence of the Lord. I like it when God's presence is in the midst. I like when God begins to minister to us and begin to talk to us and begin to reckon with us and begin to show us His way and give us direction and show us where He'd have us to be and help us to get there and love on us the way He does and correct us, praise God, cause He can. Praise His holy name. I like a God that'll do that. Amen. Makes me feel like I'm loved. What's wrong in the world, though? You got all these little young'uns running around. And mamas and daddies won't correct them. They let them do what they want to because they think they're showing them love. If you don't correct the child, you don't love them. Amen. Praise God, God will correct us because He loves us. Praise the Lord. And He says, moreover, He said, I am the God of thy father. Amen. I'm glad when God lets you know who He is. Amen. There's no doubt. He says, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. There was a reverence there. There was respect there for God. Moses thought within himself, he said, if I look upon God, said, I'll die. Sure as the world. Amen. So the Bible says that he hid his face. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. And I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. Amen. For I know their sorrows. Amen. We live in a day in a world, people think, well, God, you know, things is going on, things is just waxing worse and worse, and it just seems like God don't know what's going on. I want to say today, irrequivocally, that God Almighty knows exactly what's going on. He knows what's taking place today. He knows where you're at. He knows where I'm at. He knows where we're going to be. He's there to help us, praise God. He said, I've surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt. Egypt, the type of the world. Amen. God, hey, listen, the Lord God of heaven, He still sees what's going on in this world today. Don't you let the world deceive you and make you think, praise God, that God don't know what's going on. God knows exactly what's taking place even right now today. Praise His name. He said, I've heard their cry by reason. Not only has He seen what's taking place, He's seen what they was going through, but He said, I've heard their cries. Amen. That's a God of compassion. That's a God that loves us. So I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. Amen. He said, hey, I've seen them. He said, I've heard them. Watch what else He said. He said, for I know their sorrows. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, look, I've seen them. Praise God. I've heard them. And I know what they're going through. See, God seen us. He sees us. He knows us. And He knows what we're going through. Praise God. He knows exactly what we're going through. He said, I'm come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Amen. God said, I've come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land. Now look what He says. He said, to bring them up out of that land. I want to say today, God's still doing the same thing today. What God does, He reaches down to where we're at and He brings us up and He pulls us out. Amen. The same thing He done for Israel is the same thing He'll do for us. He brings us up. He said, hey, listen, He said, I've come down to bring you up and to bring you out. God don't just lift you up, praise God, and dangle you over this old world, Egypt that we live in, praise God. He brings you up and He brings you out of it. He separates us unto Himself for God's glory so that we can shout and praise His name from over here. While all the things is going on, praise God, all around us, we can stand over on the sideline with the Lord God Almighty and just praise Him and give Him God the glory. Amen. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Praise the Lord. But now listen to what He says. Boy, this is amazing. He said, bring them up and bring them out of that land, the land of Egypt, the type of the world, amen, unto a good land. Amen. He said, God's got better things in store for us. Amen. The great I Am, praise God, speaking to us. He said, hey, listen. He said, what I'm going to do, I've heard, praise God, I'm listening. I've heard their cries. I've seen their affliction. Praise God, I've felt their sorrows, praise God. He said, I'm going to bring them up. He said, I'm going to bring them out. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm going to bring them up. I'm going to bring them out. Bring them into a good land, a large. Unto a land, now watch this, flowing with milk and honey. Amen. God said, I'm going to bring them up. I'm going to bring them out. I'm going to bring them. Take them out of that old place. I'm going to put them in a good land. I'm going to put them in a land that's flowing with milk and honey. Praise God. You can't get much better than that. You get milk and honey, a big old cat head biscuit. Praise God. You're good to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. You throw a little molasses on there. Praise God. And you're batting 100. Praise God. God's a blessing. He's a help. And he said, this is what I can do for you. I can bring them out. And said, I can bring them up. And said, I can bring them out. Amen. He said, I'm going to bring them into a good land. Amen. Praise God. I love this land that we live in. I think this is the greatest nation in the world. Praise God. I think we ought to stand up for it. We ought to proclaim it. We ought to love it. We ought to proclaim the name of God above it and upon it, thanking and praising for what He's given us. Amen. He said, I'll bring you up into a land, a good land, a large, unto a land flowing milk and honey, unto a place of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Amen. He said, all these nations, praise God, I'm going to bring you into this land. He said, it's a good land. He said, I'm going to bring you into this good land. Praise God. God said, I've got a hope and a promise for you. Praise God. He said, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come up unto me. And I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Amen. He said, I see all the things, praise God, that's trying to hold you down. I see all the things, praise God, that's trying to keep you from achieving, praise God, the magnificence of God, to seeing the power of God, to having the freedom, praise God, to worship and praise God the way you'd like to. Amen. We are blessed beyond measure because we have an opportunity to gather on Sundays and Wednesdays and worship and praise God and revivals and meetings in between just to praise the Lord God of heaven. Amen. We're blessed. God said, I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to bring you up. I'm going to put you in a good land. Praise God. I'm going to put you in a place where you can worship and praise God because I've seen your oppression. I've seen how they're trying to hold you up and hold you back. Praise God. And I'm going to let you have a liberty that you've never had before. Amen. Praise His holy name. I'm going to bring you out under the hand of the oppressors. This old world that's a holding you down and holding you back. Amen. He said, come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Amen. Now he says, oh, Moses, a curve here. Amen. He says, now come now. And he said, come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh. Praise God, I believe old Moses, he was hooked up, he's doing pretty good right there. So God said, I'm going to send you, boy. Reason I called you up here, reason I got your attention, reason I got you up here to through this burning bush, praise the Lord, I'm going to send you to Egypt. I'm going to send you to Pharaoh. And the reason I'm going to send you down, I'm going to send you down there to get my children, praise God, and bring them out. Amen. I wonder what God's people, what me and you do today if God said, you know what, I'm going to send you down there to bring my people out. I'm going to send you down there to offer deliverance. Praise God. I'm going to send you down there to bring them out of the oppression. I'm going to send you out there, praise God, bring them from out from under the arm of the world. We'd blow a gasket trying to make excuses. That's what Moses did. He made excuses. Amen. If you only had time to get into all that, praise God. We're excuse-making people. Amen. We'll make excuses one right after another, praise God, from doing something for the Lord. Amen. He said, Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Amen. Moses said, who am I, Lord? Who am I that I should go down to Pharaoh? Who am I that I should bring the children of Israel out of the world? Amen. Most of us say the same thing today. You say, who am I? Praise God. Who am I that I should go out in the world and try to compel them to come in? Who am I that I should go out and try to see folks saved? Who am I that I should go out and try to give folks the gospel? Who am I? Praise God. Who do you think I am, Lord? And I could go out and be a witness to somebody, to tell somebody about how much you love them, what you did for them on the cross of Calvary, that they might be saved. Who am I, Lord? Amen. What Moses did. Praise God. Hey, listen, it just amazes me. I was thinking about this evening. It's amazing to me that how time doesn't change much. Over the history of time, praise God, thousands of years, praise God, and we're the same today as we were then. Amen. We're saying, well, wait a minute. Who am I that I should go down to Pharaoh? Who am I, Lord, that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? And man, that was a question. Praise God, Moses would ask. And God says, God answers him. He said, certainly I will be with thee. And man, you know what God said? He said, Moses, you ain't going to do it. He said, I am. Amen. He said, Moses, you're just going to be a vessel to tell Pharaoh what I want. He said, you're just going to be a vessel in my hands, praise God, to go to be the footman of God, to take care of my business for me. Praise the Lord. Because he said, I will be with thee. Amen. He said, this will be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. He said, I'm going to give you a token so that when you bring them up out of Egypt, you're going to serve God on Mount Horeb. He said, you're going to serve God right here. Amen. Should have took all the doubt out of Moses' mind because God said, I'm going to go with you. And praise God, you're going to bring the children of Israel out. Praise God. You're going to go down there and we're going to bring them out. And they're going to serve God right here. Amen. Should have been no brainer, right? So, well, you know, God wants me to go down. He wants me to talk to Pharaoh. He tells Pharaoh, so you need to set your children free. I'm going to take them. I'm going to go up to Mount Horeb and we're going to worship God there. Amen. And you know, God said, I believe it, we're going to get her done. Amen. That's the way it should happen. The way it ought to happen, praise God. Because God done said it, he done laid it out. He said, this is a token of what's going to happen. But if we ain't careful, we get caught up in the flesh and we begin to doubt God. We begin to doubt God if he can truly bring people out, if he can bring them up, he can bring them out, if he can save them, praise God. He can take them out of the world, praise God, and bring them into Canaan land. Amen. We begin to doubt. We begin to wonder if God's able to do all that. I'm going to tell you, God's able to do that more. Praise God. And if we'll serve God, if we'll walk God, if we'll do it the way God plans, God the way shows us, praise God, it'll come out a whole lot more efficient than it did for Moses. Amen. Moses took the long way home. Amen. Because he didn't listen to God. Look what Moses says, verse 13. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, now this is pretty practical. What is his name? What shall I say unto them? Moses has been practical. He says, okay, Lord, if I go down there, and I tell Pharaoh to set your people go. And I get them and I tell them, I say, oh, look, you need to come with me. God sent me down to get you, to rescue you, to bring you out. Amen. And said, they look me between beak and bill, Lord. And they say, who sent you down here to get us? Amen. They say, what do you mean, who sent me down here to get you? What's his name? Amen. He said, well, what is his name? He said, what shall I say to them? He said, what am I going to tell them? When they ask me, who sent you down here to get us? See, they were kind of skeptical. I mean, they'd been in bondage for 430 years, praise God. They'd been crying out by reason of their taskmaster, begging God to rescue them, to bring them up, bring them out. They were under an oppression, praise God, for all this time. And they asked him, said, who sent you, Moses? Who sent you down here? The Bible says, God said unto Moses, I am that I am. Amen. God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Amen. Praise God. He said, when I ask them, when they ask me, Moses, who sent you down here? He said, you tell them that I am sent you. The one eternal, self-existent God. The one that always has been and one that always will be. One that's established and sitting with a sovereignty and a godness and a goodness, praise God, upon the throne of glory throughout eternity. Amen. When they ask you who sent me, praise God, you tell them that I am has sent me unto you. Amen. He said, Moses, you go down there and you tell them I am that I am has sent you. He said, when you tell them, when they ask you, you tell them that I am has sent you. Amen. I am the good God of heaven. I am the God of glory. I am the God of power and might and the God of creation. I am the God of the people. I am the God of the world. I am the God of the hurting. I am the God, praise God, that's been God and always will be God. You tell them I am has sent you. Praise be to God. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. I got to thinking about this. If you look over in John chapter number 11, John chapter number 9. You remember the story when Jesus was there, Mary and Martha, and Lazarus was in Bethany, and they come up, they send a word up to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they tell him that you need to come. Verse number 3 said, therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Amen. When Jesus heard that, he said in verse number 4, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified hereby. Amen. He said, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister Lazarus, loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And we had heard, therefore, that he was sick. He abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that saith he to his disciples, let us go unto Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? And Jesus answered, said, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumble not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if men walk in the night, he stumble, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awaken him out of sleep. And they say, then say his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Man, they thought he was taking sleep a rest. Then said his disciples, Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he spoke of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, who is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh to Jerusalem, about 15 furlings off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. But Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then saith Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus saith unto her, watch this, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ, and we see pulls up, praise God, and of course Lazarus, the Bible tells us that he's been dead 4 days. He's already been put in the grave, And the Lord shows up, and Martha comes to Jesus where he is. Mary's staying behind. And she said, if you'd only been here, my brother hadn't died. But she says, I know even now, though, that whatever you ask of God, it shall be done. And Jesus calmly says to her, he said, thy brother shall rise again. Amen. And Martha says that she believes, and she says, I know that he shall rise again to resurrection at the last day. But notice what Jesus says right here. Jesus said unto her, I am, praise God, the resurrection and the life. Praise his holy name. When she asked him and she says, I know he shall rise again. The resurrection at the last day. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Amen. Just as God said, I am, praise God, in the beginning. Jesus said, praise the Lord, in the promise of the resurrection. Jesus said, I am. Hebrew, that's ego of me. Says, I am, praise God. In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ is the same co-equal with the Father in heaven. He's able, praise God, to give life. He's able to offer up a resurrection unto the newness of life. Praise God. Now he'd been dead 4 days. But he said, I am the resurrection life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And so he said, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Amen. Praise the Lord. So Jesus goes down, and of course Mary comes out, they converse, and he goes down and he asks the question, verse number 34. He said, where have you laid him? Amen. So where is he at? See, they done took Lazarus and they bound him up in grave clothes, put a napkin upon his face and put him in a cave and rolled a stone and sealed it up. And said he had laid in that state for 4 days before Jesus come along. Praise God. You'd say, well, Jesus was 4 days late. No, Jesus was right on time because he is the great I am. Praise his holy name. And they said unto the Lord, come and see. The shortest verse in the Bible, John chapter 11, verse 35, what does it say? Jesus wept. Amen. Praise God, the same compassion. It said, I've seen seen, praise God, the oppression. I praise God, heard the cries by reason of the taskmaster. I am come. The same one, praise God. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Praise God. And he comes down to where they're at, and he wept, and the Jews said, behold how he loved him. Some of them said, could not this man have opened, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? If they only knew. And therefore, the Bible says, Jesus therefore groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. And it was a cave with a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Amen. Martha, his sister, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Amen. She said, Lord, we roll around, roll the stone, but he's been dead 4 days. He said, by now he stinks. Amen. Decay has set in. His body's beginning to decay and go away. To go back to the earth from which it come. Amen. But Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe. Now watch this. Thou shalt see the glory of God. I am could do that. He said, I said, if you just believe, you can see the glory of God. Youngs, if we just believe, we could see the glory of God. If we'll just believe that God can, that God wants to, we could see the glory of God again. You don't think the same I am is looking down and he sees our hearts and our families, our homes, our communities and our country, and it's breaking his heart? that he's weeping over America. He's weeping over our homes, our children, our loved ones, our families. The same Jesus, praise God, the same God that loved us and looked down, seen the oppression, heard the cries, praise God, is the same God that's sitting on the throne tonight. Amen. The great I Am. Praise the Lord. He said, say not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, that if you could only believe, thou wouldest, that thou shouldest see the glory of God. The Bible said, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou heardest me always. And now listen to this, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Amen. He said, the reason I said it, the reason I'm saying it out loud, the reason I'm talking to you now in the presence of the people so that they can hear. So I'm speaking to you and I know that you've always heard me. Amen. And so I'm doing it for their benefit. And we had thus, when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice. Some people get offended at loud preaching. Fella told me a while back, he said, I couldn't come up there and listen to you preach. I said, why not? He said, you get too loud. Amen. I said, well, you won't like it when you get to heaven. You won't like it when Jesus preached to you, because the Bible said he preached with a loud voice. Amen. Amen. And he said, they cried with a loud voice, said, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. Praise be to God. Lazarus, praise God, come forth. 4 days dead, decaying, rotten. Amen. The Bible says, and he, I like this part, that was dead. Amen. He that was dead came forth. Amen. Lazarus was dead. It was a surety, a certainty, praise God. He was dead. But said he came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Amen. Now listen, the world done that. The world, we take our dead and we wrap them up, we put them in a box, and we seal them up, and we bury them out of our sight. Amen. That's what the world does. Praise God. But the Bible says that Jesus Christ and Lazarus come forth, and he came forth bound up by this world. Amen. And Jesus says this. He says, loose him and let him go. Praise God. In other words, Jesus, the great I Am, he says, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus comes forth, praise God, out of the grave, out up from the dead. And Jesus said, take the world off of him, loose him, and set him free. Amen. Can you imagine old Lazarus, praise God, when they unrolled him grave clothes off? Now, what they would do, they would take a cloth and they would wrap around him, kind of like a mummified, till they'd wrap their whole body, and they'd put a napkin around their face, and then they'd wrap around their head, and they'd completely encapsulate the body. Amen. That's the way they had old Lazarus wrapped up. Praise God, and the Lord then called him out, and he was ready to go. And he says, loose him and let him go. He said, take the bindings of the world off of him. Praise God, can you imagine what old Lazarus done when he got freed up? Amen. Praise God, he shook off the effects of death. He went to shouting and praising God. I wonder what he done when he looked over there and he saw Jesus. Praise God, the greatest friend he had ever known. Amen. I would have had to explain to him or not. I said, well, Lazarus, son, you died, and we buried. You've been dead 4 days. And Jesus come along, and he called your name, praise God, and said, come forth, and you come out of there. Praise the Lord. Old Lazarus was a shouting feller. Martha and Mary, praise God, they was a praising and giving God glory. They was excited about the things God had done. But then the Bible says this. He said, then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. Amen. Now those disciples are setting off from far. They're watching this. They're watching everything play out.
by step. And Jesus said, praise God, He said, it's for your benefit that this is going down. It's your benefit that it's playing out this way so that you can see the glory of God. What is the glory of God? The great I Am. The great I Am who's able to speak, praise God, with resurrection unto life. Praise His holy name. To bring us up and to bring us out and to give us a newness of life. A life that we've never had before. To those who are alive and believe, praise God, upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, we can have that newness of life. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Amen. I believe it tonight, don't you?